Sybil.
Happy Monday, Mr. Joyner.
It is Monday.
Yes, it is.
Jay Anthony Brown.
What is going on, player? What's going on, Sybil, player? Did we just leave here 20 minutes?
Less than 20.
20 minutes.
It was less.
Less than 20 minutes?
Less than 20. I promise you. It was less than 20.
It's daylight savings time? Are we saving?
Oh, my God.
No.
What?
20 minutes ago, we were just sitting here, man.
We were just here saying, oh, what a great weekend I had.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Hey.
Okay. All right. Let's get to it. First of all, I don't know why. If you can see the moon where you are, the moon is just... It's a full moon, and it's really, really nice.
And it's scary out there, player. It's a lot of walking dead walking around. So when you get to the light, you see one of them walking dead, you just run the light, okay?
When you get a moon like this.
Man, the walking dead are out there, man.
They're out there
like,
just walking.
Where did you come from? I saw like four of them this morning, Steve. Like, who is that guy? Where did he come from, man?
Hey.
Here's a 106-year-old woman who was dancing with the president at the White House.
That was so sweet.
Sybil, were you there for this?
No, I did not see her, no. But that was so delightful.
You were there for the White House's Black History Month celebration?
I did not see her.
No. Oh, yeah. Her name is Virginia McLaurin. She's originally from South Carolina. And she now lives in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And the news found her. And her house was infested by bed bugs,
yeah.
really bad, and they were everywhere. And the television station got her house cleaned up and got her new bed, and then she went to the White House and danced with the president.
Yep, did a little dance.
106 years old.
That's all I gotta do, huh? Get bed bugs. Lived to 106.
Well, you got, yeah.
Damn.
There's that.
Damn, it's just not working out right, man.
You couldn't do with the bed bugs for sure.
I got to make 106. Okay. All right, check. Okay. And then I got to get bed bugs. All right, okay.
If you can do that, then you can make it to the White House.
Then I get to meet the president. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So work on that.
Okay. just nasty up.
Well, that's... And you are too... There's no
way. No, it's not happening.
That's not happening.
Jeb Bush dropped out?
He did.
Oh, man,
he did.
It was so sad.
Hey, kids. Uncle Loser's out the... Uncle Loser.
I've said it once and I said it again, y'all. He is the Fredo of the family, man.
He's back Fredo. To the Godfather.
He's Fredo, player. He can't even quit right.
I think Joy Reid, who was on Meet the Press yesterday, said it best. She said he never was a good politician, but he was always very lucky. And his luck ran out, obviously,
ran out.
In this. Everybody just made him the presumptive Republican presidential candidate. Just assumed that this is the way it was going to be, and then that guy Trump.
Tough around Easter, Sybil, when Gibbs is at the table.
Oh, he won't even be there for Easter dinner.
Yeah, that's good.
No.
Let's see, President, loser.
Yeah, he's not going to be at that table for.
Hey, twins, say hello to your Uncle Loser.
Say hello to you. The worst gathering he had, player, was he was doing a town hall meeting, and he was talking, and he was saying yada, yada, yada. But at the end, he said, please clap. I'm like, oh, man, this is sad.
When you have to ask for
when
that.
You have to have
because,
to...
you know, when people write your speeches, they go, so you want to pause right here, because this is where the people are going to clap. This is where you'll get them.
You'll get them with this one. He said, please clap. I'm like, oh, it's over. It's over.
Now, W, you leave your brother alone, okay?
And this was the week, you know, he brought everybody. He brought his 90-year-old mama out.
His mom.
His brother came out, you know, who doesn't do anything these days.
Yes.
You very rarely see George W. His sister-in-law, everybody came out to support him. And
$116 million he went through.
Yes.
$116
million. Yep.
I thought of a great Saturday Night Live skit. So Jeb is at the podium, right, and he's mm-hmm. talking, and he's saying, I'm quitting. And all of a sudden, his daddy parachutes in, right? And he says, now you show up.
And Dana, is it Dana Carvey who used to
one
do
one of them? Yeah,
the old man, not gonna do
he
it.
He did everything but have his dad parachute in. I mean, it was just sad. It was very sad. Well,
okay. Trump cleaned up in South Carolina.
Well, he got all 50 delegates, even though Rubio and Cruz were in a neck and neck for second place.
Ooh.
And Rubio came out
all
just a
50?
Little bit. He got all 50 delegates.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's got to be stopped, Sip.
He can't be stopped.
I don't know how he stopped.
I don't think anybody can stop him.
I don't know how he stopped. And that's what they're saying now. Roland was brilliant yesterday on This Week on ABC. And he said that the GOP invited evil in, and now evil won't leave.
And he's right.
He's right about that.
Absolutely right. This is an animal. This is the two-headed monster.
They took him as a joke. They really did.
This was the biggest joke. And everyone to a person except for Donald Trump believed that this was never gonna. He cussed out the Pope last week.
Oh,
and I was like,
well, I guess I'll just go home. He cussed the Pope out.
It's like
he cussed out a war vet.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. He said McCain's not a hero. I mean, it started, you know, just offending the veterans and you know, the immigrants and nothing.
He did mama jokes for Jeb Bush. He talked about his
your
mama
should be running. Okay. To a person.
Golly.
He can't lose.
He can't be stopped.
Call Cruz the P word.
Yeah.
He did. He sure did. Yeah. He can't be.
Well, he didn't say it. He just repeated what. Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah.
God, you know, he cannot be stopped.
Oh, please, somebody. Somebody.
And that's what the Republicans are saying. What is going to happen?
What is they can't figure it out. If we can't figure it out and they can't, you know, they can't figure it out.
Okay, well, how did Hillary do over the weekend?
This was just the caucus in Nevada, which is a whole weird thing. The caucus thing just seems so ridiculous.
Caucuses, yes, it is. Like,
but that's the way you want to do it. You go in the middle of the day. This was in Nevada. And so that meant a lot of people who are, you know, especially in the hotel industry, had to take off from work and go and caucus. And they managed to eke out a victory as far as the Secretary of State over Senator Bernie Sanders, but it was not as large a victory as she had going in. You know, she was in double digits. Bernie Sanders made some headway, and so now they head to South Carolina for that primary on Saturday.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and now now everybody's really gearing up for Super Tuesday, which is March 1st. That's going to be a big one.
And March 1st is
just a matter of days away.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Because here we are, we're the 23rd of February, so we're looking at another month here.
It is Monday on the TJMS coming up.